They actually referenced their next-door neighbors.
Isn't that bizarre?
I know. I wonder if the neighbors know that.
I don't know. I don't know. Probably not.
I
doubt it. Nah. Who would think? How many websites talk about who neighbors them?
Well, you know, the Bijou Theater...
like-minded men. Now, in our 27th year,
to help you find the joint, but most websites, they just have their address. They don't say,
we're right next door to,
so-and-so bank or something.
Located at the former Johnson Center, 1519 Mission Street, between 11th and South Van Ness in San Francisco. Jacks meet twice monthly on the second and fourth.
The Bijou has the gay theater messages, the plot lines. Let's call them too. They link. Jack's rules. They link their next door neighbors.
Close check. J.O. play only. No c***ing, no b***ing play.
Jerry.
No obnoxious behavior. No poppers, for example. And have fun. We ask a contribution of $7 to cover expenses. You may bring beverages in cans.
Go Giants or something.
Fetish wear is welcome. Creative pecker play and group scenes highly encouraged. For more details, log on to our website, www.sfjacks.com. Come on down. Join the San Francisco Jazz.
Enough breath. How's it going?
Poetry in Motion, where you, too, may see or be the thing
itself. Yeah! Oh, the Jacks. Well,
the old Jacks.
They're next door to...
The Firestone Auto Mechanics or whatever?
Firestone Auto Center or something?
Yeah, they're in between the Firestone and then a club called Sloan.
Sloan.
Which Firestone, we figured that out because Firestone gets a plug on their website, on the Jacks website.
Wait, so Firestone is like actually going over to Jacks going, hey, you guys got a nice business going here. Would you mind putting us on your website?
Wow.
They don't have
give us a link.
Hey. A banner ad, but.
Who wouldn't want to be plugged by the Jacks?
So does Firestone give the Jacks a plug?
Like
hey, by
location?
The way, when you bring in the car, and don't forget, if you're into creative J-O play.
As in butt plugs.
Maybe they got a deal.
Hey, we get a butt plug on your site?
Drop it off between 7:30 and 8:30, pick it up at 9.
On Monday, every other Monday, and head and join the Jacks.
Yeah.
Wow.
Can you imagine being next door to that sickening club?
Sickening? Well, it's a public institution.
Excuse me.
How long?
Oh, I don't know.
27 years.
Now.
Yeah.
Jerry's been doing the ads since we've known. Since we've been aware of the Jacks, Jerry has been kind of the announcer, so to speak. The voice of the Jacks.
Oh, gross.
Why doesn't that guy just be eaten away by some disease by now?
Thank you for calling for Plate Auto Care. This is Jimmy. How can I help you?
Hey, Jimmy. Right next door, there's a group of friends of mine that meet every other Monday, the San Francisco Jacks. Are you familiar with them?
Nope.
Never heard of the Jacks?
Never heard of that?
No.
I mean, on their phone number, they talk about you guys being next to them.
No. Unfortunately, I do not know them.
Is there a weird sort of a gay bathhouse kind of an arrangement next to you?
I'm not sure.
Well, I got to get a message to them. I just wonder if somebody could maybe just drop a note over there, something about Drew and Mike can't bring poppers Monday.
Okay.
Could you drop it by over there?
Sure.
Just attach it by the address. That'd be fine.
Okay.
Okay, appreciate it. You are on their website, by the way.
Yeah, you really are.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. No, it's great.
Would you mind? I don't know if that's so cool.
Do you put the Jacks on your website, or would you mind doing that?
Unfortunately, I can't do that.
Ah.
How come?
Because I don't deal with internet.
Yeah.
You don't like the internet? Yeah, the internet, some people, it sometimes can be bad for business.
Do you have internet available there so you could bring up this website and see the plug you guys get?
Unfortunately, we do not.
You don't have internet?
Yeah, they don't
there.
Believe in internet. It's just not a part of their business plan.
No. Yeah. Probably a good thing.
Cool.
Probably a blessing.
Yeah, internet doesn't always work for people.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for the time.
No problem.
Okay.
Bye. All right, man.
Bye.
Yeah, internet doesn't. Some people just don't.
Clueless?
They don't like it.
How can you be next to the San Francisco Jacks and have no idea?
You know what? Look at the. I'm looking at Google Maps right now. You know who's right next door.
And not only that, Mark.
Center for Sex and
every night there's a line around the building to get in.
No, only every other Monday. Every other Monday.
Yeah. Most Mondays.
Okay, well, there's a line around the building. I mean, at some point when you wonder, what is all this about?
Not to mention when people are calling and saying, would you take a note that says so-and-so can't bring the poppers?
Yeah. You would think, wouldn't you?
Yeah, he played pretty dumb.
Or is that guy just... he's listening, but he's not listening at all.
I don't know. The former Johnston Center, the Center for Sex and Culture, I mean, he should know what's next door.
Or is this guy Jethro Bodine?
Could have been.
Yeah.
Getting a clock out.
Let's call the Bijou. Do we know what's next door to the Bijou?
Yes. Those are the neighbors. You should have the Bijou. Do you have the Bijou?
I do have the Bijou number.
Gross.
The Bijou number.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't have that one memorized like I do the Jacks now.
Yeah, we called that about 5 or 6 times yesterday. We were arguing over what they said.
It's like every line in that message raises a question.
It really just comes firing out of the speaker, too, that first couple lines.
Thank you very much for calling the Bijou Deal. Bijou's proud to present this week Backdoor Deliveries. This is Bijou. We do a lot of stuff. A lot of backdoor deliveries. And let's go to California. A weekend in West Hollywood, only at the Bijou. Bijou, January 22nd, is our 40th anniversary. Like the whole week, we're going to be celebrating and partying. There'll be a lot of people here.
This guy's
22nd, well, a lot of free refreshments, a lot of free food, a lot of free deck here at the Bijou. 40 years. There has been more deck in this place than any other place, any other establishment in the entire world. Bijou, World Guinness Book of Records for, well, condoms being used, condoms not being used, and a lot of hard dicks. Miles and miles and miles.
God,
only at the Bijou.
Miles and miles.
Disgusting. Bijou, located at 1349 North 12th Street.
Only at the Bijou.
We're open 24/7. Now, on the internet, it's bijouworld.com.
Hot.
For all your classic films, for your reliable.
Listen,
for posters.
This guy's delivery.
And for vintage and collectible magazines.
This is a guy that makes political comments sometimes.
Yeah,
Bijou,
really, he's probably in some of those political ads.
So you can find out what you're buying. Good, bad, or indifferent. Bijou has reviews on classic films.
He's like your best friend, you know?
A little bit. Politics. What can I tell you about it? This is the nation.
Here we go.
Yeah.
We've gotten dumber and dumber. Please go out and vote. It becomes very, very
important. Politics now.
The anger, it seems like the Tea Party, well,
it's been publicized
a great deal by the press. The press has created this problem, saying the Republican Party is going to win, because the press needs to get people to listen.
Hey, nut press. How's it going?
Its own excitement. Its own news.
Jeez.
I'm sorry to say that's what
they do. They could download me a hoagie off the internet.
They don't really give a flying hoot what happened. Everybody has an opinion in the news. No, if you don't like the Democrats, you have to understand one thing. Democrats are a lot of opinions, and that's how the democratic system should be. A lot of people with a lot of opinions.
And what you're planning, you friggin' turd?
In the party. As far as the Tea Party people are concerned,
so
my God,
guys,
how could we ever stoop so low?
This is the messages going on for.
I know, it's the Bijou Theater. They're supposed to tell you what's showing.
Come on, well, for 1 minute we're talking about hard blanks,
like,
and now he's going on and on about the Tea Party.
Yeah, how can you think you're making a really credible political statement after you've said that your theater has the record for the most sucked?
Yeah, and now we're supposed to listen to all this.
Good. Look at the situation that we're in.
Oh, my God.
It's easy to get into trouble. It's hard to get out of trouble.
Oh, my. And speaking of hard, what about these
smarts? Let's not see a total nation of stupid.
Oh, man.
We could be 40% stupid, 30% stupid, but let us be at least 51%.
This message is stupid.
Smart.
Well, every day's a workout when you got to carry around a 20-pound python in your jeans.
A good place to cruise. Thank you very much for calling the Bijou Theater.
Oh, he's going to wrap it up.
No, she's in the can. Can I take a message?
Oh, man.
So after a 3-hour political spiel, he wraps it up.
But does he really think people call there to hear his political raps every week? Absolutely not.
People tolerate it because they think somewhere along the line he's going to start talking about penises again. Never happens.
What does all this gay stuff have to do with us?
That's a good question.
Everybody blue-balled.
Well, he's got two neighbors, too. Let's see. What could we ask? Windy City Travel.
Oh, man.
These people have to know what they're next door to.
Yeah, they have to.
I don't think they can pawn that one off.
No.
They are celebrating their 40 years of sex.
The Bijou?
Yeah.
The Bijou.
You can win prizes, too, Drew.
What kind of prizes?
40 Bijou classic titles on DVD.
You sound pretty excited.
Gross.
What kind of prizes?
What's kind of excited? That
yeah,
was.
You're jacked.
Hey, surprise.
Until you run into some of the videos on their website.
Do we have a number, a phone number for the neighbor?
Yes.
Oh, my.
here's a clip for you, hard hat. Can you see it?
Oh.
Pull up the audio.
He's coming to the Bijou?
Yeah.
Hard hat. Oh. There's a guy, no shirt, perfectly buff body, wearing a hard hat.
Looks like one of those miners.
There's two men with hard hats pulling on a rope.
Introducing Adam.
Adam who?
Mitchell.
Look, he's putting on gloves. So he's got jeans on, gloves.
quite a work belt.
Oh, look at the
belt.
Guy. Is that a guy with binoculars looking at him?
Sounds kind of gay, Grandpa.
Nelson.
Well, there's a guy.
Nice music.
Oh God, man. Where's
what?
The plot?
Oh God! No! Wait, Mark. This is just standard. On the internet, they can do this?
Who is this little f***?
Okay.
Oh, knock it off.
Oh, this is gross.
What a mo.
Ew.
Wait a second. They had a plot going there for a second. There's some guy doing construction, and somebody's watching him with a telescope, and the next thing you know, there's two dudes doing it.
Yeah. Oh, my.
That was really gross.
So is this site a restricted site at all?
No, there's a warning when you... This is the Bijou site.
Oh.
Okay.
Then they show the guy whipping the other guy, and boom, Jesus. It's just over. Like, okay.
Ugh.
That's what you wanted. Oh, you got it. Boy. Bye. Now come and pay for it.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Bijou's so gross.
All right, let's call the neighbors. The neighbors should be appalled.
Oh, definitely.
Would you... How could you not move?
You'd have to. I mean, how could you... No, there's no way. Imagine the creeps that show up at that joint.
And that's pretty frightening. I'd like Triple X Gay Movie Club.
Oh. This is my fantasy right here.
Hey, go download me a hoagie off the internet.
Good morning, Travel. This is Marcy. How can I help you?
Yeah, Marcy, I'm sorry to bother you. I'm trying to get over. Trying to get in contact with somebody at the Bijou, and there's something wrong with the phone there. Is there any way? Could you ask them if they got the butt plug delivery that was brought in there a couple hours ago?
That's very funny.
What do you mean?
What did you just say?
I can't get in touch with anybody over there, and I just wanted to see if somebody could possibly just take a quick message.
And what was
for the Bijou? Just that I wondered if the butt plug delivery was taken in.
Funnier the second time.
What's so funny?
You know what's funny. Who is this?
What?
Well,
what?
They are next door to you, right?
Who is this?
Okay, if you tell us, if you'll tell us what it's like being next door to the Bijou Theater.
Radio station, because it sounds like a couple of DJs.
God, that sounds terrible.
You might be right.
It's Drew and Mike at WRIF. We just wondered, what is it like being next door to the Bijou? Seriously.
Oh, it's actually fine. Actually, the people who run it are wonderful.
Are they good neighbors?
Love them.
Well,
they're very nice people. They're great.
Really? Have you listened to their message?
It is a gay theater, so you get what you pay for.
Do you want to hear it? You want to hear the message?
Oh, I don't care. Sure.
I don't think she really wants to hear it.
I don't think.
Yeah, my coworker said you usually get what you want when you go there, so it is what it is.
That's
that's true. Well, okay, so they're good neighbors.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, that's cool. All right. That's all. We just want to know how you like being next door. It sounds like you're having a blast.
Oh, they're fine. They're
really?
We love them. They're great.
Cool. You guys are on their website, by the way.
Right.
No, they mentioned
they mentioned
being next door to you guys.
Yeah, that's how we knew to call you, swear to God.
Oh, you mean they're on a MapQuest thing, yeah, right.
No. On the Bijou website, they reference being next door to Windy City Travel and Lakeshore Barbers and Hair, I think.
Yeah, it's a way of directing people to their place. They're giving you what's around it, but...
Well, fine. We'll take business. Hey,
in this
kind of economy, why would you say no to any kind of business?
Oh, of course. Who cares? Gay or straight? Doesn't matter.
Is any of you guys ever
walked
past a place and just slipped and fallen for no apparent reason?
No, of course not.
No. I'm surprised. And the antics that go on in there, I would think that would be a very strong possibility.
Yeah,
slipping and falling in the front on the sidewalk?
Yeah.
Why?
Probably just from all the things.
Oh, she says why.
The things flying around inside, probably.
Oh, you mean the jizz? Well.
Wow.
That never gets loose.
Wow, she's trying to outshock us.
I guess you are.
Well, you asked for it, buddies.
Okay.
Hey, yeah, you know what antics are.
Well, I guess we can tell you about the message and the hard d*** they're talking about on their messages, I guess.
Well, you know, it's better than a flaccid.
Oh, wow. All right, I guess
I have to agree with you.
It's time to ask you what you look like, I guess.
Oh, I'm actually quite beautiful.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
Of course she is.
Tall, redhead.
Natural redhead?
As if.
Better get
and funny as hell.
No way.
You are funny.
I know.
Are you really? Are you? Do the drapes match the carpet? Or the carpet match the drapes?
Is there any carpet?
Of course they do.
Is there carpet to make the comparison?
Small, you know.
Oh, really? Landing strip?
Just so that I don't look like a girl and, you know, attract a pedophile.
So we're talking about a landing strip? Is that it?
There you go.
I see. Okay.
God, she can't get enough.
I'm telling you.
You sassy thing, you.
Run the
of course.
Of having...
Well, I am a redhead, you know.
Yeah.
Are you?
What's your name?
My name is Marcy. How are you?
Marcy. That's right.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, Marcy, next time with the Bijou, we'll stop by, maybe get some lunch or something.
Sounds great.
Okay,
sounds
Marcy.
On you.
Okay. We'll look for the redhead. Yeah, it'll be on me.
Okay.
All right. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I got a dental dam in the fucking part of my truck. You can just grab that. Adios, mamacita.
So do we look for the 300-pound brunette?
Oh, I love that drop.
I got a dental dam in the fucking part of my truck. You can just grab that.
Lindsay Lohan has got the stinkiest sweaty orange anyone has ever seen. But it's got freckles, it's orange, and it's... It smells like diarrhea, so
stop.
That just reminded me of something. Did anyone happen to see the premiere that Rachel Uchitel was at?
Yeah.
She was with Sweaty Bear's brother.
Yeah, Gummy Bear.
Gummy Bear.
Jason Davis?
Yes.
Because yeah. You're his friends now from Celebrity Rehab.
How could Rachel Uchitel be with that tool?
She looks not as good as she used to look
either.
She
looks something's... Did you see her trying to act cool and hot on the red carpet?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh my God, she's doing these poses on the red carpet for what was that for?
Was it Saw 3D?
God, it might have been. But she's doing these poses. I swear, she's acting like the hottest model. What was she? Well, I can't even describe these poses. Like he's
are you trying them out?
she's going like this, like looking behind her shoulder, like.
Like you wanted to take my picture?
Yeah, like Mr. Supermodel.
Oh, jeez.
She had her hair pulled back, and it looked dumb, actually.
Totally forgot.
Don't get all excited, dude. 3D's gay.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was the Carousel of Hope Ball. That's what they were at.
The Carousel of Hope Ball?
Whatever the hell that is. Well, the charity event. And if you're going to have a charity event, why not have Tiger Woods' whore and the brother of the guy who made a rant against Lindsay Lohan at there?
You know? Do you know that loser, Jason Davis? He was on Millionaire Matchmaker trying to get a date, which is so lame.
What, and, a guy?
Yeah, you know what? Not with a guy.
Charity? What does a porn star have to do with this?
Anyway, on Millionaire Matchmaker, he went to a tanning salon because they said, you know what, you're so washed out, you're not going to get a lot of dates in Southern California unless you get a tan. So one of the guys from Millionaire Matchmaker took him to this place, and the guy took his shirt off. It was the most out-of-shape male body I've ever seen in my life. I could not believe how repulsive, not that I was looking for something hot, but this guy was disgustingly out of shape.
Really?
There's no way Rachel Uchitel would ever go out with that dude.
Really? Well, if you think he's so handsome, then why don't you marry him?
I did not think he was handsome.
No.
He's
rich.
If you think he's so handsome, go marry him.
No.
He's just rich.
You'll love this part of the story. So apparently this charity is his grandmother's charity, Jason Davis's. So he took Rachel Uchitel as his date, and they asked her to leave.
What?
Oh. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. It says Rachel was all but asked to leave.
That's ridiculous.
Tom Hanks was there, Jennifer Lopez, Jane Fonda, Halle Berry.
You mean for being a nobody?
I guess, for creating a scene. Even Barbara Davis herself is said to have objected to Rachel Uchitel's presence at the ball, as she's quoted as saying during the party, Rachel's not quite the usual caliber of guest at this event.
Whoa! How nasty!
On another interesting note, not a single celebrity wanted to be photographed with Yucatel except for date Brian Davis and comedian Kathy Griffin.
What a pile of snobs.
Yeah.
God, it's a charity thing. I mean, if you're helping a charity, since when do they throw people out who are going to charity events? That's really crappy.
That's not a bad idea, though. She did kind of bring the level of that charity down. But at the same time, now we know about this stupid charity that we didn't know about.
Well, but not because they threw her out.
This is ridiculous.
By the way, he's got these blue-tinted glasses. Can you see that?
You can see, yeah.
Remember the days of yellow sunglasses?
God. Oh, are you kidding? Of course.
That was so funny.
Of course.
Well, there used to be
yellow sunglasses.
There used to be blue ones mixed in there. It looks like he has blue ones from back in the day.
He does. God, is that hokey.
Bird.
And what happened?
That's so stupid.
What happened to yellow sunglasses?
I don't know. Boy, it was the thing for quite a while.
But it was like there, and then it was just gone.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
I don't know. Newsletter came out somewhere along the line, told everybody no more.
I'm trying to think of like the biggest. Because we basically decided you were a tool if you wore yellow sunglasses.
Oh, absolutely.
Who was like the biggest turd we ever saw in yellow sunglasses? Because we always laughed.
Bono.
Bono did have them.
Yeah, Bono had them. Yeah. A lot of people had
them. Wasn't there a guy in the real world or something who big bubble yellow sunglasses?
Probably.
The homo. Real skinny homo with white hair.
Oh, wait. Was he a homo?
Was his name Dan? No. Not Daniel.
A lot of people.
No,
I'm seeing some guy from like Utah or something, or he was a Mormon.
Oh, not gay Chad from Brooklyn, right? Remember the?
He
wasn't gay. He had to keep telling everybody he wasn't gay.
Did he wear yellow sunglasses?
Yes, he did. You are 100%
Boy,
correct.
Everybody was wearing them.
I'm starting to like this guy. Just kidding. I still hate you.
Well, apparently people are pretty excited to be neighbors to the Bijou and the Jacks.
Everybody's delighted about it.
Especially the Bijou people, man. Yeah. They love it.
They sure do.
I can't figure out if that Firestone guy really was that naive or... I think he might have been homophobic.
I don't know if he was Jethro or if he... I don't know. Hard to say.
Really? Well, if you think he's so handsome, then why don't you marry him?
But she sure dug it.
Oh, she loves it.
Yeah, all 300 pounds of her loves it.
Is it a medical fact that she's huge?
I'm thinking she's huge.
Yeah, her reaction to whether she was hot or not was a little flip.
Yep.
Or a little too glib.
Yeah. I think she delivered up what she thought was the perfect male fantasy of a tall, busty redhead.
Chet, not gay Chet. Remember, he wanted to be the host of TRL, so he went to MTV, and then they had to inform him that...
It was canceled?
Yeah.
Yeah, he showed up at like 3:25 on a weekday.
Yes.
Oh, what a loser.
Idiot.
Who, by the way, who gets on a reality TV show and declares they want to be the host of TRL? I mean, what? I mean, like the job just opens up or they just replace people.
It's the same network, too. You think somebody would have told him before he made the trip into Manhattan and walked up to the Viacom building that that show doesn't exist anymore.
That was the one. Is that the one where the transsexual was on?
Yeah.
The girl? Oh, God, is that gross.
Bitch.
All right. Well, great fun. The Bijou, the San Francisco Jacks, still happening.
Yeah.
Only on the road.
101 WRIF and WRIF HD1 Detroit. Drew and Mike.
I call it kind of poo-poo humor.
101 WRIF.